talking about the malacha of Shiva of Kaisers. The Mishnah that Kukim Om Rala says, Kaisers Peyoshi, if someone writes two Aishis, it's Kayas. So the Shiva of the Mishnah by all says, it's two Aishis. The Mishnah of Kukdal Om Bey says, they write Kais Acha, Kais Acha, Kustav, Locha is your potter, potter. So the shadow is that we see clearly the Shiva is two by Shiva. Mashiach, you write one, it's potter. What does it mean when it says potter? Is it an ism in a Torah? This will be a case of from the seventh time with Jerusalem. Or being ism in a bottom. Basically, what's the loss of that? One is by Hashi Shir. So first, in general, before specifically Ksivo, the Shem in general, what the loss of Hashi Shir is by Shabbos? Is it Gemara? And then 8 Tarek of Yuma has Makhlekes between the Rishon and Rishlokish. What's the loss of Hashi Shir in Kol HaTarek Kulo? You have a Zayas. Chazer, the loss is over a lot in Torah, Chazer, Mashenkin, the Hashi Shir, Makhlekes of Rishon and Rishlokish, because Gemara comes out, two reasons why you're Makhler, as Chazel is Terufei, or Kol HaKhele, and the loch is clear among the Paiskim, that they pass him, they call it a Kulo, it's Osimah Torah, Chazer Shir, they pass him Osimah Torah. That's why it's called a Kul by a Kilo, Kedoymo, Paisach. Mashenkin, Shabbos, what's the loch of a Shabbos? Those ones I know, maybe Shabbos is different, the Chamsi has in Shuvah wants to time this way, because they're locked by us and Sinai should never be down the Chamsi. Maybe Shabbos is different. However, there's Rashi before, it's that Ayin Dal Dom Nala. Rashi, by the case of Barer, said it to Chachishi by Barer, and he compared it to the case of Bishol. He says, it's like the cloud all over, 70 of Yerushim of the Gemara and Yuma, it says Chachishi is also in the Torah, that's what he's asking. Who would it by Shabbos? That's what Rashi says. Now, there is an Eglital that writes, Ahmezer writes, that Rashi is that Yochid, and therefore we pass him specifically by Shabbos, the Chachishir, the Dindu Rabbonim. However, the Paiskim the Iker, the Veloch is Mara, from numerous Paiskim goes like Rashi, the Rashi is the Iker, no one argues, is the Dati Yochid, and they pass him by Shabbos, we do pass him the Chachishir, the Ophim Matarot. That's by, again, in Shabbos in general, but all Malachas. Now let's take the case specifically by Ksivo. Let's assume, oh, because maybe it's the Malach Moshev, so let's say that it's not Malach Moshev. They won't come from Rashbam and Bobasko, it says, the lesson shear particular Shabbos is not Choshev from Lach Moshev. So we won't be him in a Torah. That's a slur or the Lach Moshev. Oh, shit. And therefore lesson shear won't be Choshev, and therefore won't be even in a Torah. It'll be the Abom. That's why Shabbos will be different than Shabbos Shear. But other reasons come to you. There's a different reason why it should be different. A different reason why Shabbos might be different. But the Maestro of Poiskim are very clear. They pass him the Kol HaTorah. And Shabbos is the same thing, Cheshire Shir is also that's in general by Shabbos. Now, if you want to do more barichos, then it gets out of Ayin Dal, and my point is, they're showing the place to get it, what the reason is. But I like to focus specifically on Tzivo. Tzivo might be different than Shabbos in general. Now, why should Shabbos be different? So, we must understand what the why Shabbos can be different. You have to understand there are always two things typically by Chet Yishir. The cash is, let's say by Shabbos, a lot of someone carries Dal Amish and Shishir Rabban, Skilo. You carry two Amish, it's more to look at Himal Ibn Rabbanon. You do two Amish and two Amish and Ibn Rabbanon. But you carry two in Shishir Rabban's motor. My answer why? It's Chet Yishir. Four is the right, so two should be Chetzi. My answer is clear a lot of one of the more motor. Another case, someone goes out of the Tumal Paimama, the lock is Yavinister, above the right of the So, anyone who walks one arm right now, it should be Chetishir or Paimama. How in the world can anyone even walk in the house one a little bit, it should be Chetishir? So, it's a cute Kasha, it might be showing me this Kasha, the Ripper, the right, it's a Kasha. And they come along and they say a cloud that's poshut, but this has to be spoken out, that the Gedda by simply by Yisrael is Al Yitzir Ish Mimir Koimoy. First, it cannot go out of his Rishus. Dal Amis is his Rishus, and therefore going out is Oyvin Eser, less than going than Dal Amis, you're not doing the Malacha at all. It's not Chetzi Shir, it's Chetzi Malacha. So even though the word, the number Dal Amis Rishus Rabban is a number, but in this case of Dal is not the definition of Shir, it's the definition of Malacha. And there are always two things, there's something called Malacha, there's something called Shir. Alpayim Amor did not go out of your Rishus of Alpayim Amor. Less than that, you did not go out of your Rishus, you did not do the Malacha. The number 2,000 in this concept happens to be the Malacha, not the Shir. And the different rayas they like bringing down, like Sol Mishnayas, Alpayim Miyaski, and others, that we see that there is a Yisoid in general between Chetzi Shir and the Chetzi Yisr. For example, like what Yik, Chelim, Rayas, or even Yisr, I'll tell you what. chesi kezayit ochel of yisur. So the question is, how can you eat basar? Chesi shiyav basar mechalav. How can you wear tzemer? It's chesi shiyav klayim. And the interesting shaila is like that. It's tzemer karakol. How can you write a note on your hand? It's chesi shiyav doing of engraving and writing. So the big numerous right is that there is a yisoy that there is chesi shiyav, there is a shiyav, and then there's chesi yisur. And Shabbos will have to call it. And Shabbos will call it chesi yisur. When you eat basar without basar mechalav, it's chesi yisur. The yisur is basar mechalav. Not the shiyav is basar mechalav. The issue is what the problem is. The chesed is about his mutter. You want to wear tzemer, don't walk away, say you can't wear tzemer. You want to wear tzemer, you want to eat basar, no problem. And why is the chesed issue? Telling my Shabbos, the same verse, it's chesed shir, and it's chesed malachim. Now once we have the two separate things over there, we see the number dalim, it can sometimes be a shir, sometimes be, it can be a malachim. Now what's two oisius? Is two oisius, two is a shir, one oisius is chesed shir? Or no, forget, two is a malachim. And therefore, one ois will be chetim lach, will be mutim minatayol, will only be din derabonim. So they come along, and they say, let's read the mission of Ayin Gimel. The mission says, the lama test malachas. And it has a whole list of malachas. And by koysev it says, hakoysev shtei oisius. You write two oisius. Why in the world is the mission giving you a shir? We're talking about the malachas. It doesn't say anything by zera, koysev, koysev, mamre does not say shir. But six times the mission says a shir. In fact, the Maganova is 200 years ago with Mordechai Ben Ezra. But my son, why in the world is the mission saying a shir for? Because I'm malachas over here. Shir, I'm laid on. Go explain the malachas. Says the malachas, you know why? Because here the two is not the shir. Two is the malachas. And right, the malachas is the mishnah. These are the lamentas malachas. The koysev shtei oisius, two is the malachas. And he says, you write one ois. It will only be a case of, not, it won't be a chetzi shir, it will be a chetzi malachas. Therefore, it will be a drabonim. The mission from Dalvon Bay says, koysev ois achas, it's potter, potter v'losser. It will only be a case of drabonim. So they kind of, they have a mission they want to say that by Gimel is calling that two over here is not a shear. Just like we know again by Arba Amin, Dalit is not the shear, the Malach, you're allowed to carry one Amo, you're allowed to carry one of the Tchum. He also, this two over here is the definition of a Malach, and less than that is not the Malach. The different occurs for it, there's a Rambam at the beginning of the Masechta Perush Mishnayot, he discusses Shnayim Shasu, Malach Achas, two people to one Malach, it's only part of a Loser. Now Shem Shasu is Chetzi Malach, everyone's going to have Malach. And says the Rambam, I'll compare it to no one compared to writing one ois. What he compares it to is writing one ois, which is Chetzi Malach. There's a Ben Yerucham, the Be'er Lach over here, by Simon Shemem brings down, and he's really asking a question of Ben Yerucham, but the Ben Yerucham writes clearly, by one ois, it's only part of a lawsuit. Now the Mishnah says the series of Ben Yerucham, he took Shabbos to one ois. The Maestro, the Chilchi Shabbos to one ois. One, but simply by Tziva, it could be the two is a Malach, not the Shir. Therefore, there's Ben Yerucham that way, and the Rambam that way, and looking at El Rabban, our Sinim, the Mishnah Mem, he writes also a Sindhu Rabbanon, the Egle Tal, the Minchas Chinuch, and all this, Marasham. They write, Maestro, they want to say one ois is not in the right, so one ois is in the Rabbanon, because again, it's Chetzi Malach, not Chetzi Shir. So one writer they bring to the Mishnah Dafayin Gimel, a second writer they say they have a portion of the Sceptre. The Sceptre writes, a Kosev Ois Achas, and Beis of Pergdalet, Eina Chayv El Mishum Shvos. The Mishnah Sceptre says, it's a Shvos, writing one ois, it's a Shvos. So we might have one side come along to say that even though we do pass the lamp say in Kol Torah Kulo, the end in Shabbos, the Chetzi Shir Osmei Torah, by two oisius is not the shir. That's the malachal. And therefore one ois will only be in the Dindu Abonim. The pass of the mission up to down on the Avsal HaSheni, the Oshenim, that's the way. He comes with the beam in the Sefer, and he writes that Chetzi Shir Osmei Torah in Shabbos. All cases. And he gives examples. He writes, like writing one ois. The example of the Miri is running one ois, it's Chetzi Shir. That's going to be a din min atayro, even by Shabbos. The Mogadrom also seems to go this way, the Chidot, and the Mishavua, like the Sura, I assume, and the Be'al Lachot, he's marachim this, called Chemes the Graz and others, that Avada by Shabbos, we say Chetzi Osmei atayro, even by Ksivo. And if we had a Kachar Ben Yerucham, and we want to have a team of Shana, even said that the Kachar the Rambam, he's being called the Rambam Pirish Mishnai, we want to have Osmei atayro. And they also have writers, they said, their writers, the Gemara, the end of Kofay, the Gemara over here says that you do any deal of Chetzi Shir. You write one ois, and no idea to Chetzi Shir. The Gemara is saying you write one ois in the morning, then you have your deal, no idea, and you have one ois in the evening. My place of law is not a problem. And the Gemara calls that Chetzi Shir. So where's the Gemara? The Gemara calls it Chetzi Shir. Like, where's the Gemara? And they come along and say, we have a Mechilta. You read a Mechilta in the Torah's Koinem. He says, Menayim shall yichtav shtei oisiyas. I like that, write two oisiyas. Because the Pasuk cannot even one ois. Tamalon o malacha b'chol malacha. B'chol malacha is the Riboy. We have a Mechilta that says, it's black or white, that it is Minatayot. So it sounds like we have over here a Machlokes, Rishonim, the Rambam, and the verse from Iri and all this, Machlokes HaPoskim, Shmuel Bezek Metal, Machlokes Perceptors, verse from Mechelto. Is it din of one ice, is it din of the Malacha, or din of the Shir? Now, they do want to answer, the Mechelto to Mechalik, that if you write, maybe the Perceptor, when the Perceptor says the word, now you're saying it's only a Shvus, you want to time off, a Shvus just means it's not a Chomer, they get Skila for it, it's still a Issa Deraiso, it's more than part of Allah, that's the or if the Shulchan seems to want to answer, or they want to say the Mechelto is the Perceptor's Tari Seifer, Hashem said, don't say the Tari Seifer. Those want to answer the Mechelto, when the Mechelto says, it's Komalach Reboi, it's in their eyes, so they want to say, it's Masav Alma. So the Bela Chaim deal with the Perceptor and Mechelto, each one of them, she tells that they want to answer, and say, no, there's no right for Mechelto or the Perceptor, but the Pashas, Lefanenu, sounds up, there's a Machelikus. Now, interesting. So there are two ways to learn it. They come along the one that Eichanamik Kla 7 is the title, the Chaim Dalek. He wants to, it really depends how you shlum Eisachas, why you chai for it. Firstly, he wants to attend the Chaim Tamaka Patsh and Mitzabot, or Mitzabot. Could be they understand, Pachush Yishayim, Mitzamaka Patsh. That's number one. Number two is, if two is a Malacha, you can start arguing and saying maybe even one you can make the Malacha by writing one Eis. Sometimes you can argue the point. It says, what's the whole Eis like two? Because there is Malach Makshev and Makshivas together the Malacha. I have another way of making the Chosh and making the Gyor Makshivas two. How can I make it two? Being Makshev one Eis. So the other thing, Rashi to me, I'll be called out for it, we have to Rashi about to that case. Once they, such a cost of a fast, such a cost of a fast, it's not that way. Same as you have to move on. Can't say that's the Bible. There are those who want to bring this Raya, the Chemnitz Yisrael brings this Raya, that from that moment, say Rachas, and they want to answer the Raya. So that's not the Raya, the Chemnitz Yisrael brings it. Again, that Raya is Mekan Lekan, but it sounds like that's what I call you, Shemim and Poiskin. Now, let's say we go like the Mishnah Berurah, usually the Mahalach, the Mahalach, we go like the Mishnah Berurah, the Magraz, and other places, that one Eis is the Issa and the Torah. So the Kasha of the Mishnah Berurah himself is on himself, the Mishnah Maisha says Potter. The Kral and Af Gimel and Allah, the Kral all of you know, whenever it says the Mishnah Potter, it's Potter of Allah, the Asher says, what do you mean Potter of Allah, and Af Gimel, means the job on them. So how in the world are you going to come tell me the Issa and the Torah effects of the Allah? The Mishnah says Potter. Potter means Potter of Allah. So come along, he says a chiddush. He says when the Gemara says part of Allah means al kalpon at least is the rabbanon. Then that's at least is the rabbanon. Even more, meaning even is the raisa. Your man gets chiddush, but that's what he says. He must say since he has his raya that comes here, like even a reply to ksiva, one says it's in the Torah. Therefore, it comes out that he wants a title that when it says part of Allah means at least, and look what he means is it's not the general call of the raisa ksiva. It's less than that. It's at least rabbanon is the raisa, but not the standard of raisa ksiva.
Why is it a
fish?
He can't say high.
It's
these are choices.
It's part of
Walter. He can't say high.
And
with all the choices,
they're high.
He can't say high.
There's no such issue. Because there's no, don't say the
cloud,
but
the Walter
Rabbanon. Don't say the
Rashi, I say
the
words,
the Rashi, the Akapon, the Rabbanon.
He's
been
doing it
in
that case, but
any mission, not right, but any mission means part of Walter. Rashi means the Rabbanon.
Fine, it means you can't write high. There's no other choice.
Say you're not high. Say the word you're not high.
Well, why? I want to know the word to say.
When it says Koshim Ois Achas, one big Ois, the way certain parts can bring it down is Potter, and the way Mishavur brings it down is Enechim Achas. And Mishavur says, I'm what she tells me. Say it that way. That's the Kashi, brings the Ben Yochel against him, because the Ben Yochel Ois Achas is Potter. He says, Potter, why is it Potter? Enechim Achas. But once again, we have Macholi, the Polish game, what's the luck of one Ois? They're on the right, so let's go to Mishavur, it's in the right. On the assumption that it isn't in the right, so let's take the next level. Let's say you erase part of an ice, not a whole ice, and there's a spot to Mechalik. So Bishlam, let's say you have a case of Zayas, of Chalup, Yidik Zayas is also in the Torah, Cheti Shir, Cheti Zayas, also in the Torah. It's a lot of Cheti Shir, the Paiskim, even a Mashu, the Mashu of the Zayas Chalup, Zayas Chazer, there is an Issa in the Torah. But the Maestro, the Issa is Chazer, Yidik Chazer. Over here, the Issa can start timing, is maybe he's writing an ice. One ice is chetishir. When you write partial of an ice, a little bit of an ice, is that chetishir or not? That Abad is not the malacha. The malacha is to write an ice. The shir is two ices. But to write a partial ice, what exactly is writing a partial ice? Maybe that's chetishir malacha, a kulayama, and the kulayama may be the case of the rabbanon, not a deraisa. Or a partial ice. So, again, the Sfat Emes, over here in Kuvdalad, he's discussing when you're being mashlum and say the Torah, let's say you're mashlum, and write also paradise. He says, really depends. If it's a mitzvah makir pashish, he says, you'll be fine for it. Because who cares if it's partial ice or one ice? If it's a mitzvah kaisim, not the shema kaisim, he says, you won't be chayy for it. Why? Because even if you want to say that one ice is chetzi shir, the chetzi of an ice is not chetzi shir, then chetzi malach, and he won't be chayy. Let's look at this last sentence. And Vikruvus Negeil comes up, Lalocha, on the same Torah, even Valkyrie has told me, some of us get waxes or things on it, and you have to knock it away. The problem, we get Lalocha, the Bialocha brings down, the Marek, the food is in the Surah, knocking away the wax on Shabbos. One is the Mitzvah Moichik, I'm Nash Lichtov, you're doing Ksiva on Shabbos. So the Shal is exactly how to knock away the wax, if you can knock away the wax, it's coming to the same Torah. So Lalocha is Meshavuah, they clear food to the Surah, when it's coming to the whole ice, you cannot knock it away. What happens? It's coming partial ice. Only a little bit of the ice is being covered. Come along the Tas Kotchim. It says, go ask a goy or kotchim to knock it away. Since it's only Dirabonon, the Maisi can't be made to knock it away. Because why? Because half an ice is only Dirabonon Kola Deus. And not only, but a full ice that's in Dereisa. But half ice is only Dirabonon to get a goy to knock it away before cover Seva Torah and to make a kotchim Seva Torah. But Maisi also, Moshe and Shuvan and Ezra Kalgal, he's discussing it again. If that's the way to do it, also starts to write half an ice, because half an ice is not a malacha. Well, it should be much. Because when the bottom put on the gzeres, I'm not sure what the cloud is, but we see the lot of the opponents, even I think that should be much. I don't think it's a catch.
If my handwriting always misses half of ice, it's still going to be out there.
You should fix your handwriting and not be a doctor.
But
you're watching my doctor, you're watching right half of ice. No, better be exactly the whole ice. The whole thing is there. That's the whole ice. And his writing is the whole ice. That's what he thinks. No, in the case when it's a half ice, when you're not doing the whole thing, not doing the whole ice, you're a half an hour. But in the that's one side. Al-Tel HaSheni, we'll see the Ramon Shuvah and the Tazel that brings it down. So let's say you have a book on the side, you have a letter on the side, written book of public library, I let it open and close on Shabbos. So come along with Ramon, the Tazel Taino, the Gemara says you have one ice by another ice, you carve the ice piece, there's no Isser. Says the Tazel Ramon, the same thing, you carve parts of an ice, there is no ice also. So they come along and compare, taking one ice over here, one ice over here, putting it together, says Ramon has it. So what did he take? Partial ice, he's open, closing, and looking aside. Partial ice and connecting and putting it together as the same aloha. So we see that the Taz Ramon is understanding that there is no between a partial ice and a whole ice. Now the Egle Tal, the Maimon Mokhai, jump on the Ramon Taz, say, you're wrong. What right you have to compare a partial ice to a whole ice? They're two separate things. A partial ice is not the malacha, and a whole ice is the malacha. And they have a right with the septa that says, oh, there's a right left to get to. But we see the Maisa Ramon, the Talis do not seem to hold that way. They seem to hold a partial ice, the same malacha as one ice. Else you have no right from the Gemara. And therefore, there is the Gulei HaKadosh. He writes on the chapter, that's Kochim, by Sefer Torah, you cannot get a kid to take it off. People are doing it. It's a derisa, even by partial ice. That's how Abide is taken, brings down even a partial ice you cannot knock off. Okay, the same get as one ice to be a chetishir osim in that Torah. Fine, that's the second machlokes. A third machlokes, which will make it negate to everybody. Again, it comes out by one ice machlokes if it's chetishir, not chetishir, machlokes of ice, game, mishavu is machmer. A second child is a partial ice. Machlokes of that question, first you are chetish, what the law is in that case is actually like one ice. If you machlokes has a more verse or others against him. A thermoplicus, let's say you have a whole ice, and you dull the ice, you have a thick ice, you take away part of the ice, not this way, cutting it out, half of it, the thickness of the ice, you make it less. What's the loch in that case? So Ruby has a taste on that loch, he declared it, and make it rectangle, you wrote a number on your hand, pen, pencil, now you want to wash your hands on Shabbos, it's not going to go away, let's say, let's assume it won't go away. What are you doing? But don't dull it, let's say a case of secretion, dulls it. What are we exactly dealing with? Are we dealing with an Islam Natario or an Israel Bonan? If it's the Rabbanon for Makam Mitzvah and the Skadam, Sekresha, or maybe coming covered up here, the Yeshem and Lismoy. The only way is the right, the Chetzi Shir, by doling it, you got big problems. How can you wash your hands? It won't be Hetzi by case of the right. So what exactly is the halacha when you dole the thickness of the ice? Is that the halacha on Chetzi Shir or not? Mike, it's not clear. They do want to medamish the case of by Shem Hashem. Can you also gold part of the Shem Hashem and Sefer Torah? Can you in that way part of the oyster to see Machlokes of Poiskim? What halacha is in that case? You want to compare it? Lavdafik can compare the two. Maybe Shem Hashem is worse. It's a zolzul. It's in the kedusha. So Yesh Lodin, what's halacha by dulling it? Fine. Those again, three shalos. Simply, what the Mishnah said that close to Shem Hashem is what halacha of stay? What's one oyster? What's half oyster? What's the thickness of an oyster? Next level. Come on, the Mishnah says, according to Oisis, Ben Bimino, Ben Bismolo, whether you write with your right hand, whether you write with your left hand. Come on, the Quran says, why? And the Maestro, the Yemin is the Derech, the Smol is not the Derech. Ain't that to be the Makash? And more, come on, let's give to Jerusalem, either to Vyasi and Alteration, or someone Shel Bishnayoto, if he writes with the left hand and his right hand equally, and therefore the Lachal will be that your Chayv could be Shel Bishnayoto. And the Mishnah repeats itself again in the Shina on Tatal and Meis, bring down someone that writes with the from the pharic, someone who lachiyad ragla tib mafrikoi, all these cases the lock is part of loss. So why is the heter of shinoi? Part of shinoi. Now where is this heter of shinoi coming from? Where is the makar of the shinoi lemaisa? Is it nana did the raiso? But it is the about where is the makar for it? So in Evan Ezra, Simukuf of Gimel is discussing running a get with your left hand is a kosher get. Says the Meister Kelmer on this page from Aruch. It is a get. I have a mic and Shabbos, it's not to the people. What's the chalik? It says the chalik in the chalik, the day Shmuel b'chadosh, that in Shabbos, it's in the yuchim Shabbos, also the last of Shabbos. Therefore, Dach, in Shabbos, running with the left hand won't be a ksivo. Ma'ashayin came in the rest of Shabbos, since you do not have a problem with the last of Shabbos, therefore, running with your left hand would be a case of ksivo. Therefore, if you write a get on Shabbos, ma'ashayin came in the rest of Shabbos, you won't be chayim. Mitzad, the get will be considered a good ksivo. Why? Because the heter of Shinoi is a heter in the malach of Shabbos. That's how they bring down from Jorah Paiskim. Come on, the Eglital, and yes, in those kashas, it says, we'll see the heter of Shein Derech of Shinoi, the Kolotai Kuloi. For example, you eat Shloi Derech on Osai, something Mar, or something not the Derech, Maisa Kolotai, Maisa, you also damage the Raiso. Someone walks into the house backwards. Derech Biosai is also a case of Shinoi, you won't be Metame, someone will cut a different case of exam, numerous Raiyas, that we see the Shinoi is Kolotai Kulo. So, why in the world can say this didn't Yuch by Shabbat? Of course, it didn't call it Tariqullah. So he comes along and tells Yisrael, the very important Yisrael, what is the getter of Shinoi? What is the definition of Shinoi? And there are really two ways to make a Shinoi. There's one the Shinoi in the nipple, one the Shinoi in the pile. The extra nipple and extra pile. That means a person can make a difference the way how the chetzer that you're doing it to, it's the nipple, it's the gufa dover. That means, for example, you can eat it. The thing that you're eating has some mire mixed inside. The chetzer is the iser. So the it itself of walking in, you're walking backwards, it's a chepta, can be done differently. And then there's a chilek, and being done in the pile, the person doing it, the gadra. The best time a person can train his left hand to write as good as his right hand. The toysel that came out is the same exact thing. Except it's not the normal thing. Those are two things, one's in the pile, one's in the nifl. Come along with the egletal, the time is shinoi b'kola tayakulo, it's dafka, it's din, when the chilek in the nifl. When the toysel, the outcome, the way you're doing the malacha is different. Masha Eke, when it's in the pile, that's nothing. That's the Shabbat. Nothing to do with the Yisum or Kolotai Kulam. I think the Shabbat, the suffer of Shabbat is when you're doing it also in the pile. There's also a Malach Makshavah Seder of when the pile does it. He has to do something that's Choshev. Since Shabbat is in the Nucha in the person, in the Gazra, the pile has to do something different. Therefore, even though he trains his hand, it came out exactly the same way the Ksiva. Since the pile does the left hand, is not the death, it's on the Malach Makshavah. Therefore, he says, for example, on Shabbos, you can have both. Let's say you cut your koitzer. The case of the on a flower pot, not something you plant in the ground. Otsus nokov, or any nokov. He says, the loch is, you're not chayv mitzat koitzer. Why? Because it's not a shinoi. You're doing the same cutting from this tree to that tree. He's like, why? Because the nipple over here is different. The Shabbos, you can have the heft of the nipple, shavoy, because the heft of the tree is not the normal tree. It should be planted in the ground. I got to do the same chopping, the same wood, the same branches come off. But the nipple is different. And also, on Shabbos, you have that's Kolotai Kulo, and then Shabbat give an extra Shinoi beside the pile. The person doing it, he's writing with his left hand, that self is a Shinoi. Since it was Shinoi, you do like a tzok, l'achayad, you do it on your head, something like that. The Shinoi in the person doing it, not to the chepis. Again, put them in your head, walk outside, that look is, the chepis, nothing happened different. It went out from Fujos to Fujos. The pile put on the sand, beside the pile, Shabbat, that might be a head beside the left Makhshavah. So we have two attempts specifically by Shabbat on Shinoi. Time to the pearl, time to the nipple. Now the Arzal seem to disagree. There's a Marachal Zeru and Shuvah that writes that you put fosser on a fire on Shabbos Kla'acha Yad. He said that's not a shinoi, because the get of shinoi is only when the tzah is different. Find a place where did not bring down Marcha Zerua. And it is, Ramosha brought down two places, not from that Beshem Ramosha, in the Vechachomim, or Rav Temler writes in one of the RJJ, that Ramosha disagrees with this Yisrael. He says there has to be a chilek in the nipple also, the tzah shavoy. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, can you put the light switch on with the shinoi, with the elbow, is that a shinoi or not a shinoi? Because in my sense, then what came out, the nipple of the light switch doesn't change whether it's the finger or the elbow. The same exact thing. Is there a chilek when you do it with your elbow or not? Of course you want to go like a moisture, and they bring down specifically a moisture by a light switch. A moisture elbow is not a shinoi. They didn't get anything out of it. The moisture would seem to be cool and all the form. They'll come this mouth the egg like towel, and kind of, no, the chilek, that in the shinoi, sign the nipple, sign the pile. Everyone says what you do. Let's say you're a chalchish based tekano. You don't take any care for it. Do it with your left hand. Or calling the phone. Do it with the shino. Even when you call on the phone, the numbers, nothing changes because the nipple shabai. Only because the pile shabai. And the shlomo seem to go like the egg towel. That you do a shino even in a pile, even though there's no chalik in the nipple. Again, the emotions seem to go this way. Again, not the emotions off growth this way, but they quote the shem emotion. And there's a Malachah Zeruah, but Al-Hogah among the Swam is Egwe Tal. You have to answer his Rayas, the Arfa Shabbat. Yes, circle side, how do you answer the Egwe Tal's Rayas? He doesn't have an answer. Why Haitzah, the Maestah could be a Shinah by itself, according to Malachah Zeruah. How do we answer that? The Maestah that Haitzah, the Wushist Rishos, no close to Nipple, only the file. And still, the Mishnah says it's Shinah. So he does, in the Arfa Shabbat, how do Malachah Zeruah answer Haitzah? Fine, so Maestah is a Kor, right? Egwe Tal seems to have. And the Hanoga and Prayasol seem to be that Shina is signed the nipple, signed the file, and therefore any time when you want to make something into the Rabbanon, what do you do Bashina? By specifically discussed by electricity, open up the refrigerator door, what do you do Bashina? Now the light does not change, the nipple doesn't change, the file changes. That's only with the side of the Egle Tal. If you just screw the Egle Tal, it's still with the right, that's not the Rabbanon. And then Hanoga and Prayasol seems to be that again, when we have to do things, Makam and Sayas, where the person takes to be Makal, they say by electricity, do a Bashina, even though there's no close to the nipple, only the bile. Now, that being said, in general, the Kalam of Shina and Makar, again, the Makam of Shevet, that seem to be specifically in Shabbos, nipple and the bile, and the Kalam of Kula Dafka is in the nipple. Now, over here, the Mishnah says specifically, writing the Yat Smol is a Shina, doing something with the left hand is a Shina. Now, what is the get of Shinoi? In Bethlehem, we have two different Mishnayos over here. It's interesting. The Mishnah over here says Shinoi Dako Kimmel. We have in the Mishnah Kodal and Beit again says the play of Shinoi. Except for Kodal Kimmel, really the Gemara is saying it's Yad Shmol. Kodal is doing the fire Klachayad. So, really, there's a difference between the two. The words on Kodal Kimmel and the Gemara, we want to say, Ain Derek Ksiv Bakak. It's not Derek of Ksiv. So, let's say you train him to write and make the Derek. So, it says from the Mashita Ran, Mice, the Bok, the Taiko, the Ekwetal writes clearly. Circle side this to end up see the cup. You train your hands, the Maestro, you're Yachad, you want to see them. The Maestro won't be a instrument. So only could be a case of the Rabbanon.
No,
he's not. But Essen, he's a righty who trained his left hand.
Yeah, but now his left hand.
No, he's not. He can write, for example. He can't.
For writing.
He's not as strong.
Say it, but for writing, it's the same. For writing is why
it's different. He is Balad Daita. That is not, he's doing Enik Derech. He's married himself to something that's Enik Derech. However, example they say, let's say he lost his right hand. Or he blew out his right hand, which I know personally, and I only write my left hand because I didn't have no touch with my right hand. Now, when I write my left hand, am I still the case of a Shina or not? And he writes that if you lost your right hand and you marble your left hand, now that's your right hand. He says, however, it really depends. If you lose both hands, says the Chodeshani, and you teach your feet, that's Shinoi. That's Kavdal and Beis. That's not normal. Then there's Ein Derech. You can make yourself, everyone who loses the right teaches the left. So he's Machalos, what, there's different levels of Shinoi, he says. There's one is Ein Derech, and anyone who loses the right does the left, that is the Derech. Someone who loses both hands does the feet, can train people, people do right with the feet now. That's not Derech. That's just not normal. That's Shinoi. That's Shinoi Gomer. And then we can make Machalos between the two. Therefore, again, for the first like me, even though I write my left, I'm best for a righty, except I have no touch on my right hand. I trained myself. Therefore, my lefty is my ksivo. I could be my righty, not my ksivo anymore. Mashenkin, if you someone does something, if that is it there, Mashenkin doing something that's not normal, that might be the case of Shino writing to the Shino. I'm not what we're there. Anyone who does the same thing, I'm doing. Anyone in my mind does the same thing. They certainly have any death with what we're If he said with Shino is, that's just not normal. Seem to be two types of things. Come on, this is good. This is good. We traded them, this is good. Oh, of course. Can that have been though? Maybe still they said a different follow back. I'm not sure. Fine. That's inside the right to the left hand. Now this seems to be a big one called a price game. You've come across it when you learn the ksiva. Is there a hefted by creative in the go for the malacha of writing with your left hand, or the shell gentleman said Shino Shaboya in there. Example, let's say do something that is a derech. Let's say opening closing pages of a book. And I thought people do with the right hand, do with the left hand. There's no chil between the two. And you have oasis on the side, say book for public library. And you want to be mekum mishavu says the English say, but after you can open it, is it better to open with your left hand? Because my sister's shinui. Come along the Eliyahu, Moshe Mordechai, the one being done, open with your left hand. And why the world should you open up with the left hand? This comes on, they seem to be in the sense beside over here, that the head of small is the guf na malacha of writing with the small. And if anything did not do with small, it's the guf hadav of the malacha. Others that come along and disagree, and they say, what are you talking about? Egwital, and others say, you look at every particular case, that's normal, not normal. And therefore, that those one time, and the Rosh Hashanah goes the other way, it says, open up with paper, or doing that way, but it's the small, there's no chalik about it, that's the normal way of doing it. Another case they discuss is typing on a on a computer, the small. Might say, see that the etzem is yimin, and you type the small, it's some good malach, it's only jabana. Because again, if good malach, we got came on computer, we call ourselves and train ourselves. But etzem, when you pack, you do it right. I pack my left, whatever, that's the way you pack, and then when you can train yourself. The etzem malach, is the small, again, the chiddush. And the Eliyahu and other parties can take it to the good malach, but etzem is the small. Even all kshiva is, you'll have a head to the small. Now, the Ishmael Paiskim don't like it, but Ishmael Sham and Ali Rabbah are good other Paiskim, and those like the exam always the clear, that if you do something to the small, for example, take a stamp and do it to the small, it's kosher. So the mice did the small, now everyone knows they can do a stamp right and left hand. Those one time, it's the small, it's the bottom. Now, Roy Paiskim disagree, because the mice, the slate of the small, is mitzad shina shaboy, not mitzad malacha shaboy, but it seems to be machlok still other Paiskim, what the getter is. I'll give you another example, another Nachminum. By Moichik specifically, by Moichik, the get is Moichik Mom left left foot. Come along with the Eliyahu and say the same thing. Let's say you want to erase with your left hand. Come along with the Eliyahu one time, and also Kvachayat. Now, as far as you know, erasing left or right, what's the difference? So, really, the Makar is that, similar to the Rosh Hashanah design, he wants to kind of the whole issue of Moichik's Mom left left foot. As Dafka, when the Maksh of the Ksiva, for the Ksiva, the Moichik cannot be more Kvachim than the Kaisiv. Now, once the Kaisiv is this small, the Mechika also has to be this small. Now the Rosh Maskonah is discussing the case of Tishkus, if you erase scribble scrapple, there's no Isis over there. The Rosh ends up being mapped for different reasons called Sefto. But the Israeli the Rosh over there says that the Hachonah for Ksiva cannot be more Choshev than the Ksiva itself. Therefore, just like by Ksiva the Mechika is, the Ksiva is the small of the Rabbonim, the Mechika is also the Rabbonim of the other Rabbon. Therefore, they bring it down to Masham and others want Haina that when you erase with your left hand, you might still be Mutter. So again, the Bikyam, the Bikal, they want to argue and say, what are you talking about? So it's not the Derech, it's not the Guf, the Malacha, it's the Midin Shino Shaboy. Come on, the Eliyahu and says, we'll get the case of eating cake. He says, what, you want to have cake in front of you, you got a problem. Saying, oh, he says, the Eliyahu, don't do it, cut off your left hand. Mechikah was small. Now, what's really different? That it has different cutting the left or right. He understands, but Mechikah was small, he can't be Michael. Others say, what are you talking about? It's the Din and Shino, not the Din and Malacha itself. So it seems to me, my point is, the Kloliest. Similarly by Ksiva, since Ksiva is the Av Malacha, and everything else is outgrowth of the Av, even though the Kolas are different characteristics than the Av, but the definition of the Av has to be Yamin. Therefore the Shalos, the things that outgrow, come out of it, they have to have the same Klal, the Yamin, whether again the case of opening books or Mechiko, or no, the Klal of really of Kaisiv is writing. And the Din of Yamin and Small, the Din of Shin has nothing to do specifically with the Din of Kaisiv. My case example I discussed, making a roshim. Make a roshim with your left hand, what's halacha? A roshim, a roshim, big issue with the pasuk, don't paskin. They call it the way they allot. The pasuk discussed, roshim is a tolda of the av of kaiser. It's a tolda. And once it's a tolda, come along with the ashes of the oath in the sector, or in the kutubah, who really said the same thing. The roshim, they make a mark with your left hand, it's your bottom. What hand is your bottom? Now why? Roshim left, right, make a difference. Of course, it's same side. Say, makloikus. The smech is a subject, the afrikayam. Is the Toldo can be more worse than the Av, Well, no, the mice of Gosoyt, the Guf Malacha is the Rithi right. And therefore, Roshim has also the Rithi right. So again, is it close to Gishayla? How do you look at close to the Yemin Shabbat? Is it Dim Yuchad over here in the Guf Adav of the Malacha? Again, that's Minif Malacha for the page on the side of the paper for eating cake for Roshim. Well, no, the mice didn't know if it didn't any Derek. The mice wanted Derek to try it. Now, Afi Sora, the Ilum, I think it was tiny, the Sora, how it was the Malacha usually the big master. Like Rav Shabbat said, they clearly know about it. There's no slur if you want to be masked when Vaz didn't see noise. That was a nice approach to always bring it down the Sunday and being the star of the sheep. It always been an Ali Rabbah, when they were approached to Marsham and others. It always been the star of this when you have problems with the Shabbat with you, to do it with your left hand, even though it might be the Derech. Now, this in of Yad Small, they were saying that they had in Kaysim, what about an Ottoman office? The Shmuel come along and brings down the Chayotim, and the end of Shemim, and the Tereshol, others, they say this Malacha is Dim Yuchud in Kaysim, and all the other Lamatas Malachas. Not a part of the head of Yad Small, it has a head of Shinoi, but not Yad Small. Your left hand is Dim Yuchan and Kaysev, and not in all Lamatas Malachas. That's so they discuss other specific cases. For example, let's say you do Shchita or Kabbalah, you punch a person on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to, but where you deal with your left hand. Now, when you fight, you know, you can punch with your right hand, your power hand, and now with your left hand. Now, let's say you do Kabbalah to a person with your weak hand. Is that definitely get of Shinoi? Or do Shchita with your left hand, or do Bismillah with your left hand? It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, the din of the left hand, the miyuchin and kaysev, Shinoi is called as in all of Shabbos, but the din of the left hand is the miyuchin and kaysev. Now there is a, there one big raya, there's a Chedush Iran that writes in the beginning of Avot Milo, yes, why don't you do Milo with your left hand on Shabbos? Make it into a Rabbanon. So it says, why? Because make it, So put a guard there, fine, then cut it with your left hand, and train yourself, get a mile of no, and do a machine and train yourself. Mom is the other, I practice the Arabs, like they do everything. Fine. And you learn to do with your left hand. So the answer, the reason is, why? Because economic must be Milo with Hutra, not Tchoyon. I mean, he understands that doing a Milo with your left hand, even by Shchita, or even by Milo, would be a case of Abolam. Either he does not seem to understand the case like the Mishnah Berurah seems to argue, to bring down the Kileget or the Shchita and Chul, that's as well, but then Shchita and Shabbos, you want to say Belosh and Efsher, also it's a case of Edu Rabbanon, Vosmeir Hosh, and Sokhan Dach Hamachol, says Shechito also, in the case of Edu Rabbanon. Now, there are those, Tveresh Yaakov disagrees. However, it could be that not the strange way with the Mishnah Berurah means to be saying is that the Kololius, there's no heter of Yad Small or the Malachas. You can find specific cases where it's a Shinoi. Like you're saying, doing a Milo with your left hand is a Shinoi. That's not the normal thing. Shechito is not the normal thing. You can find specific cases. It doesn't mean the Kolol Yad Small doesn't apply. It applies to Kosev. However, Avada, if you find specific cases, things are Shinoi, because that is the Shinoi. So, again, the Malachim like bringing down, Malachim is arguing, Shmuel does argue, for the Yisrael Shabbat, Yisrael, Yad Shmuel is not a Shinoi, but clearly is. You find cases, you find cases. Right in the Mishnah, again, we went through the Shayosius, went Ben Yamina, Ben Mishmarlai. Come on, the Mishnah said, the third thing, Ben Mishem Echad. What's Mishem Echad? The way Rashi says, Shay Alfim, Aleph Aleph. Now, come along, Kiveg and others, there's no such man, the Omer, the Gemara, the Maskona that comes out that there is a sheet that holds Aleph Aleph. So who in the world is actually quoting to come along to say Aleph Aleph? So one Malach, the Alocha brings down, is that maybe it's a B'yaisi, Chayim Mitadroishim Shabbai. And does that mean it's had Aleph Aleph, means Mitadroishim, which they point out in the Farshim, not the Pashas, because the Korah, the Din in the Rishima should have said, not in Aleph Aleph, not the Shem Echot, the wrong points brought down. Now the main Malach of the place can go up, Ethan Kedusha Ranu, that he's Oilam Din Si, the Chayim Hei. That he says that the whole Machlokes in the Gemara is when you want to write a whole name Shimon, you write Shimon. You want to write a whole thing and you write a half a thing. That's all the different sheets of different Mandiyomim. However, if your Kavanah at the beginning was only to write two, Makola days of other Alpha Alpha Chai, the whole give and take of Gemara from Sukkim is you want to write whole, you write part. Part, how much a part, what Machlokes make of the part. If you come along to write Aleph Aleph, the Kavanah is to write only Aleph Aleph. Avada come along to Yushan, the place coming down this Mahalach, the Bein themselves, the Allah, the Rishash, and Avada Yichai for it. That's what it actually means. Vesh Nei Alf, and Mechai of Aleph Alef, meaning because you have Kavon of Aleph Alef, and the Kol Adesh Yichai for it. Mishnah goes on further and says, Bein Mishay Samamonis. What does that mean? Rashi says, it means Echa B'yir, Yif Echa Rachat B'Sikro. Unfortunately, that's the Mishnah that the Mishnah later on says what exactly to write with it. Let's discuss this, because B'yir, Yisam, B'Sikro, B'Kumis, B'Kantim, B'Kudaymo. The Maestro, why in the world is this mission repeating something twice? And if those want to disagree, bring down the Goinim, the Ritz and others bring down the Goinim, I seem to say that we're not discussing over here the concept of the Sambonim. we're discussing it, something of a simon making marks on Nun HaFukoch, Damnon, Simonim. And therefore, we're looking around page of Mishnah, we're discussing when it comes to the Simonim, not the inks. My answer, just the way how they answer Rashi, is that true, we have two different Mishnahs, but the Mishnahs over here are discussing different aspects. Mishnah over here is discussing how to write with your right hand, what type of ink, how to write. And over in Kavdalim Beis, they're discussing the Tetzel will come down from the writing. So two Echad might be repeating the same ideas, but they come from different aspects. One discussing the aspect mitzad of how to write, and one discussing of the Mishkiyemis part. Find a different among the Mishnahs, some Mishnahs go one way, some go another way. That's just machlokes and types of what the word Sammos means in the Mishnah. Come on, the Mishnah says the fifth thing. Cholashin, lochalocha yichayev. Anyone writes cholashin yichayev. Now, what does the word cholashin mean in the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Shall call stavim gufa, shall call umah v'uma." The passage of Rashi is saying, you write in Hebrew yichayev, you write in English yichayev. Any lashin of any umah, l'maisi yichayev. Write in English. There's no chiluk whether you write it in Hebrew, lashin mekodesh, or if you write in English. And look among the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Oid, and you look among, and we quote over 20 different Rishonim, all this way, the Alok on the list, the Alok quote quotes back 15, find this, like 25 different Rishonim would say, the Ged of Koloshan means sign Hebrew and sign English, it's Issa Deraisra. Issa Deraisra. The problem is, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Vav, by the case of going to Eretz Yisrael, and you want to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Gitt, Nachas, and Beis, discusses, you can get a guy to go buy for you a house in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even this man is there. Everyone got the point? So, come along with the Ramon says, if you want to get a buy on Shabbos, which again is even this man is there, then get a guy to go buy for your house on Shabbos. He says, Ramon, get a guy to buy for you. How? By koy shalahem in their own bezin, by ksav shalahem in their own ksav, they're in also rach min yabonim mushim yishuv Eretz Yisrael lagazu. In their ksav, in their language, is only a din di rabbonim. And therefore, go get a goy to go buy a house for you on Shabbos, b'ksav shalem. B'ksav shalem. That's how the Ramah brings down from Ozruah, b'ksav shalem, the Maisa only is Dindir Abonim. So, that's the Ozruah Shita. And the Ramah brings it down, the Bush brings it down. The Shal is, what's going on over here? We have a Mishnah said, B'chol Asher. Come along with the Alocha, and Numis Paiskim, and it all is. What in the world do you do with our Mishnah? And therefore, the maskon of the Paiskim, the Chacham Sofer's words are, Chalilo, Chalilo, the words of the Mishnah Berurah also Das Yochid, not the Mitzvah at all. The Rosh Hashanah is very shocked with showing us, he writes like four times, he writes, Mitzvah Rabba L'moichoy Min HaSvarim. The Mitzvah to erase the Shamah, cut it out, take it out. Maestro always had a check left to him. But Maestro, it's in the Svarim, it's over here, and those who want Taina, the Maestro is a Mishnah called Shabbat, and come along with Shamah, and people can lead him, make a mistake, and come and say, it's only Dindir Abonim. What? Yeah, goy, they said, get a goy to go write it. The ksav shalahem, one ksav shalahem, don't do rabbonim. Now, those who want to tie what you want to say, what it means, the words are more do rabbonim, or eli rabbon, or fashulchon, it means that what's do rabbonim? That mir l'akim is do rabbonim. It means go get them to go write it, because mir l'akim is do rabbonim. Now, as they've been fortunate after, eli rabbon points out, obviously he does not see the Dr. Moshe inside, when he comes to Azura, he writes not the way. He writes, get the right. With their ksav, because their ksav is the Rabbanon, it's a black white word, and the El Rabbi says that, the Shulam says, but they obviously not even saw it, the Makor is black or white, Dr. Moshe writes, the ksav, the ksav itself, is the Rabbanon. The way the Mishibru wants to say what the Rabbanon means, means the Etchem of Adda, it is Asiyachid, the Ozeru, the Beni Yoel, and Avad is not the Senechon. But over here, you can't get Lachumra, not Lachumra, Avad Lachumra, it can't be Senech at all. The Etchem, the Lachumra, in the case of the Chesh Adayin, go get it, go to go write it with his. Go write it in the Bevrit, Loshna Kodesh. Elva can be Machmer, and they get also the Benyal Shito, they get the Ozruah, they Machmer write it in English. Not to be Semachan Lakulov, that's because you write Loshna Kodesh in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Hill will be a Chumra to write in English, but why write in English for it? Mishnah Bechol Loshna, no Kodesh, be Machmer for the Shito. Not to be the Paisim say, let's say you have to Koch Nefesh on Shabbos. Koch Nefesh on Shabbos, you go to a hospital and sign it. If you have choice, sign your Bevrit in English, be Machmer, write in English. The chumra now, not a kula. The more that thing will be to be stomach is rabbanon. If I stand rabbanon, means to bring it down inside a chumra shavoy. And when you go to hazmon, there it's all go sign in English, not in Hebrew. Now that's how again the shavuah. He's miracle here. He goes to the makoris and I lema said, what do you do with that mission? So the Ozruah himself is kashin himself, and the Ozruah says when it says the choloshin, it means. Aleph Alpha Beis Beta running in Hebrew on Yavim Lashon because Yisham and Yisham says running in Lashon Kodesh or Yavim in Greek, and therefore it says the Kol Lashon means two. And then come along about yourself, the key is when the word, where does call me two, may call me three, and it goes to a list of makaris and shas, the word call all over means two. And then he doesn't, not too happy with it. But Maisa, the Arzuru has one to tie now, call Lashon, call two Lashon, it's Lashon HaKadosh, and Lashon of Yvonis. Now the Be'al Lachah again is Marach, he doesn't like it, the Yishalmi, Yishalmi has like five kashas to say, this is the Malach of Yishalmi. That's one Malach, how to answer call Lashon in the Mishnah. The other way, how it being done also for the Prima Gadol, call Lashon means not that you write in English, you can write English words in Hebrew. You ever see like before saying a candy store on there, Sean, candy, kof, nun, dalad, yud, candy. No, you see such words that they write English and Hebrew. Kol Lashon means, well, whatever you want, like Yiddish and Hebrew, sometimes they have to figure out what the words mean. You know, Moshe Tshuva writes good time. You know, oh, good time is a good love. They have to, somebody reads Tshuva is trying to figure out what they're saying, and they're like, oh, they're writing in English and Hebrew words. Fine, so the point over here is Kol Lashon does not mean to write it in Lashon HaKodesh. That's how people go to one's answer, which again, the Be'alach of course says it's a Be'alach HaMoid. Kol Lashon means writing English and Hebrew words. Fine, so the mice again, the Paisim are not too happy, Mishavuot is Atz Yochid, a mitzvah to Melech here. However, Akar HaSheni, the Mishavuot says it's Atz Yochid, then at the end of being down to the Etzim, it's three different Mishavuot that way. However, the Akhwedim start bringing down, the Seichem and the others say, not exactly three, because we bring a Goy Smaimi, the Ben Eyal, the Arzuah, and the Ben Yehuda, the Aguda, Ben Simcha, Ben Avaruf, Avio, Avram, the Yoshe, the Mordechai, that's 10 Rishonim already. So, you know, you can sometimes tell me, Yochid, 1, 2, 3, 4, you got 10 Rishonim already. It's really a Barsamcha we have to be Samech upon. And they obviously think to learn the Mishnah differently. And the Shalos, can we be Samech upon this Halacha or not? So the Mishabur, when he ends off with the Noid of Yehuda, the Bealacha, and that Yehuda says that the Vadi cannot be Samech upon this Arzuah, the Das Yochid. Quotes the Nidavid of Tinyona and Simon Lame Gimel. So it says very nice, Be'alacha, you call your Nidavid of Tinyona and Simon Lame Gimel. Four tshuvas beforehand, and Nidavid of Simon Chavtes, he writes that a person, he says, he died to be Simon upon the words of Ramah. He says, and the Nidavid himself said, effectively, the Kalim, he is in the Nidavid of four tshuvas, one or four later, says, you can't be Simon upon the Ramah. So where the Chavtes are answered, and he passed in this way, he says, you have to read the tshuvas slowly, discussing different cases. He says, when you want to go get a goy to go right for you, a goy, then in the case of a mokhn hefsim ruba, you can send him upon ksav shalem. Mashenke, when the people that do this thing cannot be sent upon it, when his soul is writing it, because when his soul is writing it to him, it's deraisa. When a goy is writing it, I mean, I can go into the drabonim, it's not off of the drabonim. A drabonim, a mokhn hefsim ruba, you can be mekel. And therefore, the sam seifer, and the malakim, moving it down, the lokhma meisa, says you can't be samech when Samir la'akim b'chem hefsim ruba to go write it in English. Therefore they say, that place one time, you go to the hospital, and let's see a chodesh aim by sakana, you're not prof nefesh. Therefore, and they won't let you in unless you sign. What exactly do you do? So go tell the guy behind the counter, which is not already, tell him to sign. He's a guy, hopefully, especially in America. He's a guy, and certain hospitals over here, they're a guy. They'll sign, tell him to sign in English. So tell them to sign in English, imamah shana hefsim ruba, chodesh aim by sakana, with Samir la'akim, and ksav shalem, that's what he's supposed to do. Ksav shalem, that's what he's supposed to do. Now, they say specifically, do not write XX, something like that, because that's a simon already, and they forget that they're the right way to call it that is, because even if you want to say that ksav shalem, it's only going to be your bonum, but XX is a simon, so the simon is the right way to call it that is, they say you should get it, you should either yourself, maybe in English, they're not too happy with that, and you're supposed to say, no, but get the guy behind the counter to do it for you. But my say is, again, it's Samir la'akim, has to move books after under Ramon, because I'm saying it like you don't. So a symbol, doing a symbol first.
They know you're not doing something it's not even my
And the others say, if you can get away, if you do it with your left hand, do it with your shinus, and all the way. Yeah, you have to know, if you do it, there's a big shadow. If you go to, Maestro, we pass can do a shinus by a drop on my collection, must go to the Seder. Shinus the rice, my collection, place can. So if you write with your left hand in English, that those who want to say maybe it's mistaf that she just holds shin deraisa helps like Shlom Zam wants to make shas chag, and maybe big staff Shlom, maybe fine. That's a really shikol das question. How exactly the pasuk? Sorry.
No.
No, that's not what they want. Now, they say about if you can, you don't have to write your full name. You're solely as a stolen. You can write, you know, why is stolen? Well, say it.
Well, when you don't have to tell them to do it in English, because they're mainly going to do it in English, no?
depends who the guy, depends what country
you're in. You're in America.
Yeah, the guy, the Schwarz thinks he's in America, and the non-accountants does not know how to write Hebrew usually. It's Now, this is one other chiddush, similarly to this. Ksav Shalem was saying is that English is Ksav Shalem, again, those one with Ksav Lahotel. What about our writing in our Hebrew? It's not Ksav Shito. It's not Ksav Ashur, it's the way I've written the same title of the Kadaimo. So there is from the Zaman, in the fourth time, Mishma Sazam, and Shulchan Fon, but once Haino, that our Ksav that we write right now, either our script or our where we write, is a get of Ksav Shalem. Has a get of Ksav Shalem. But the Rabbi Yosef disagrees and says, no, it's not Ksav of Ashur. So, I'm not exactly sure, you have to learn the sugya exactly to understand the machloek from here, but it is a tumul stam, maybe even our lashon hakodesh, our bit that we're writing, our script, could be as a getter of the Ksav Shalem. And fine, it's also the case of Rabbanon, and therefore we can tell a, go tell a kodesh, but if you also know it's on this country, that's right. That's the, basically a couple points in our Mishnah. This, also the next Mishnah, since it's today, Shloshi Ren, Mechad Machak Shalem, November 25th. So, the Mishnah we had discussed the Gavion HaShas about a certain shaito that Mahon Shal here that about someone who sweeps upon himself and scratches himself and makes a mark upon himself, what's our loss? Mahon Shal Lozna and the Chachamim. The Lozna says something besides Abba Sariz, Chai Chachas, Chom says the Potter. Now, this is the Beni Ruch, one of the Potters, like the Lozna, and today, good, you have the gift of the Mishnah of the Chom is the Rishua. And the Mice, the Potter, like the Chom, it says sweeter, the Mice is the Potter. How do you cut yourself, make letters inside yourself? It's potter, potter, velozer, but it's potter. The Gemara comes up and says, because we're given tape to him, velozer and chomim. The velozer says, chomim, I ben satiko, the maestro, he took our kish from Mitzrayim, and therefore we see a raya that is nichol together of derech. But raya, he took it out, to the, not the normal thing to do, but he's talking. So the maestro, you should write upon your goat. Says the chomim, no, don't bring a raya from shaitim. Rashi explains why the shaitim, similar to the moistim ashray, take out the kishim, the mice of the shaito, that's not nechon again of derech, and therefore going to be part of the lawsuit. Now who exactly is this Yeshu over here, or I'm sorry, who this Ben Satza is over here? The Gemara, if you read Gilion HaShash, the itself of Chasun HaShash, the Gemara's Matzkona is that there was this Ben Satza over here, that the boil was Pandura, the Baal was Popus Ben Yehuda, and the mother is Miriam Megabla Nafsian. That's Mary the hairdresser, the boil was Pandura, and the husband was Popus Ben Yehuda. Now, who first of all is this person over here? The way our Pesach brings down, again, with the son of Shashat, sounds like there's two different actors over here, two different Yeshus. The Yeshu on Nitzri, Tom Yeshub and Parfil, which is about 150 years before the Korban. And Mash'enke, there is the Yeshu in this figure, which is the time of close to some of the Korban, of Rebbe Kiva, and of Elazar, and therefore this is more some of the Korban, and this is not the Yeshu on Nitzri, says Pesach. Now, if you just know a little bit of history, it comes out the Yeshu Nitzri Rishuv and Prachio is not what the Goyim call was their religion, because their Yeshu, they lived, he was born in 0 BCE, and he was Mister Baruch 34 AD, which is not 100 years before the Korban, which is 34 AD, and it's not 100 years before the Korban. Therefore, it comes out usually compassionate places. Coming out, it's not the Yeshu Nitzri. Fine, so which one is our sugya? Our sugya is Yoshko. Mamash is Yoshko. AD is not tenth after death. That's what I'm called death, but not tenth of death. Fine. Oilam is our Oilam. Fine. So, Maisha comes out, either called well, like Pesach Shita, it sounds like this is the Yeshu Nitzri. All the Molei Rome over here sends you Pesach HaGigi, and Maisha forget this is Yeshu Nitzri. And this is Taisha Rosh, and we're showing you discuss who exactly is the sugya over here. And either way, you seem to know the sugya, this person over here, this Ben Satito, this person who's the mother, this turned away from her husband, who is Mizana, who is this person is Kor Yoshko, the mama of Yoshko. Now, over here, the Gemara is not one to say his name. What? No, he just took Kishon out of the time, different, and...
No.
Much after. Now, it comes out this Gemara basically is the Yoshua, this is the Yeshu. And the Gemara did not want to say his name. First, what is his real name? Look at the Rambam without the senses, the Frankel Rambam. He writes in either Malachim or Vadzara. He writes his real name is Yuchin Bob Ayin Yeshua. That was his real name, how the Rambam brings it down. And that was his real name. So why in the Maisa don't we say his real name? The Gemara calls him Mentato, Ish, Ukudaimo. So the way how Pesach is named, Rafaim Shadim Pashriela, the reason we'll call him Yeshu, he says it's very simple. The Rosh Tavis, Yamat Shemoy Zichoy. That's his name, that's what we call him that way. where Tosaf over there, Ben Ephraim says the if the Malach and Shemayim, with a simin in the Torah that the Yeshu is min haTorah. So it says on Parshas Yelech, it says over there, Elohei Mecha Oretz, there are three gods in the myth, Elohei Mecha Oretz, Behold Yisrael Ramban and Rashi, what that means. What has the Gematria Yeshu Miriam? Sin is that Gematria. Now Agav, the Gematria Yeshu Miriam is 612. Elohei Mecha Oretz is 612. Just don't want to do one mitzvah, Krishna, Mizman, Eloshinara, whatever it is, Yeshu Miriam. But that's a valid point. But again, the Gematria is Yeshu Miriam, Elohei Mecha Oretz 612. That's a... Now, what they call Moshe Ish, again, takes us right, it's Moshe Ish, because that's the Gematria Yeshu Oru. Another reason why I say Yeshu Oru. We also call him Yeshu Anaitri. Why Yeshu Anaitri? He says the Maril, the Rishonim and Likutim. He says, we tell them we say Yeshu Anaitri because he came from Nazareth. But we're saying Yeshu Anaitri because come and say he was Anaitri, he was an immaculate conception. He was formed from a person. And therefore, if you ever hear the Yidim called Yoshka Pandrik, what's Yoshka Pandrik? Sal Gemara, Yoshka Pandria, he's saying Yoshka the mother. That's what Esther was saying. Yoshka from the Boyle, from the, not from the husband, promised Ben Yehuda, we call him Yoshka Pandrik. It's Gemara, Shabbos, for Donald Day, Yoshka the mother, that's his name. Well, again, the Ben Ephraim writes again, Yeshu is Gematria Orem, so we call him Yeshu. Or we say, Shem Shachel, the heaven of Rick, Rick is Gematria Yeshu, fine. All these wonderful things we call Yeshu, these are his names that we call him that way, because it comes not to say his name. Now, we don't want to say his real name again, which is Yeshua, but we don't want to say his real name. Now, Isser and Isser saying his real name. Say the J word or the C word, they were Isser. So the Maestro, unfortunately, Shreinim, we discussed this. Mordechai, the Rebbe, the Ruchim say there is no Isser. They define why. Pasuk Mishpatim says, Elohim Necher Oret. Sorry. Pasuk Mishpatim says, Hashem Elohim Achem Lois Askiru. So over there, the Isser dimension of the names of Avodah Zarah, Isser Eifer. However, since we show you that Dafko, when you give him a shame of a Lakos, for the power of a God of a Lakos, let's say he was born, let's say the name Jack. 20 years later came to God, he called the name Jack a God. That's not a shame of the host, that happens to be his name. That's his name. So the guy was born Yeshu, and 20 years later he became into a God. So that his name is Yeshu, that's the name of a God. So the Maestro, they've shown him an example, the Maestro is, the way how they're going to be down to the Kufan design, the example is Oyster Ish. You're allowed to say Oyster Ish. That's, and he's saying Oyster Ish without saying his name. But the Maestro says, you're allowed to say his name. And the way how the Frankel Rambam bring it down and without the censors and the brings down the Goyis Maimni, so the old prince took out the word the example, but the new prince who came out with the Madhav 8 million years ago, he says Yeshu Anoisu. He says you're allowed to say any god that happens to be his name, like Yeshu Anoisu Vatamido. Yosh, you're allowed to say the J word without getting angry. I mean, in general, Mokheshiboy, you're allowed to say the J word. Now the C word, the Maestro, the problem that gives Cheshivas, C means annoying, so Christ means Maestro of Cheshivas, well, can't die anything with Isidore Aitro. That can't die, well, maybe Isidore Aitro, I'm not sure. Because people get angry, only say one. But it's to say together might have a problem. I'm not sure how to look at the C word. I'm not sure how to do with it. But the J word, just to say that itself, Ikad is motive. And so the Maestro, why is Gemara not saying it? Why am I not saying it? Why is the reason not to say it for? So you see, it's all over, and I'm hoping to fight yourself. But even though things are mutter, call the tzaddik is a meister, is also chutzmei tzaddik of a desire that a person should do the tzaddik and shouldn't make fun of it. You see, specifically by the case of dealing with the Christians and their in yonim, that things are technically mutter. For example, Aloch and Shulchan Aruch in Amon Kufim Aleph says, let's say you have a jewelry, a cross around the next jewelry, a lot of half, it says technically it's mutter. Now again, Amon depends which print, with the sense of the senses. The example is, he writes, Shesiv Erev, the more writes in the print that the Munkat had, or the Shuach Yaakov, Shesiv Erev, you're allowed to have example for the Pisces. You have a chest set in your house, and you have a cross on top of the king, 100% mutter. What everyone does, you break it off. Why? Because even though it's mutter, it's Allah and Shukhanok, it's Ramot, it's mutter, Ramach, Neakir, all the sons also have a couple more called Badizal, it's mutter. And the Maestro, with it stands for an idea, they can't be 100, we're marking as much as possible as we can. Even though we don't want such mushkos of something mukur in our house, in our midst. There are those they teach usually in school when they write a lowercase t. A lot of people, not everyone, they write with their hook, not straight down. Again, a lot of write straight down, no problem. But Maestro would mark it, would stand, so we make a hook to the lowercase t. Same with a plus sign. A lot of people write a half plus sign, not the whole plus sign. And it's brought down the cipher that he would not write the ayin with a hook in it. Well, it looks like a shesiv erev, but it makes it like a V. Look at all his writings. His V's are his ayin. Why? Because he said machshav in the makir. And therefore, the place to discuss numerous cases. Technically, things are mutter. You have the guy who bought a jacket, the shuv dar shurmach, that crosses on the buttons. Makir is mutter, but machshav in the makir, we separate ourselves from it. If you want them to say the J word or not, the Rishonim say you're allowed to. With this example, the going to Shulchan Aruch, place to make it down, Dr. Moshe Beis says say you're allowed to. Meister, we don't for Masters, we don't say, we, like, let's say Christmas, a local person say yes. We say Xmas. Why? Because it's X. X. Well, Kola tells what to put on the top of the when Masters would try to stay away from it. The Gemara calls Ben Satato. What's your name? You are the person who your mother was Mizana. That's your name. That's your definition. That's who you are. Who are you? Your issue is Oru. Who are you? You are the Mushkas. You're the one, the Makshimah Yuzikli. You are the Yeshua Anaitri. That's who you are. That's your definition. That's who we are. Telling Makshimah Yuzikli. Fine. I've got basically, now the other point I mentioned now, we really not negate the Shimon Shif Gimel Dal and Heis on Simon Shim Mem. Now hopefully we'll start the Shigil and Shif Gimel Dal and Heis on Simon Shim Mem. I think that's it.